Chapter 7 The West. A broken-down plow horse, pulling a loaded wagon, was not the best means of escape. With everyone looking for him, Willie would have to travel at night. He pulled the wagon off the road, deep into the surrounding forest. He then hid the wagon tracks with dead leaves. After unhitching Bessie, he collected the items from the wagon that might be useful on his journey. His mother had packed things more for their sentimental value than for their practicality. She had even loaded her mother's old rocker. Willie's need to get out of the county before stopping to buy supplies left few useful items in the wagon. The sack of coins would be of little value now, but certainly would be later. He would have to hide them well. His father's shotgun and 6 shells could feed him, and the hunting knife was always a useful tool. Its scabbard had a small side pocket that held a piece of flint, useful in starting fires. Willie would not need a lot of clothes, not that he had many. Sorting through the unneeded junk, he selected a blanket, fork, cooking pot, salt, and some oats for Bessie, trying to keep his load as light as possible for now. His mother had packed him a small lunch, 2 apples, some bread, a chunk of cheese, and 2 thick slices of smoked ham. She had also filled a 2-quart canteen with water. He would have to make this food last as long as he could. Willie dared not shoot any game until he crossed the county line, about 2 days' ride due west. This boundary was just the other side of the greater Miami River. Traveling at night to avoid meeting anyone meant a slower, more careful trip. Even with these extra precautions, he should be able to make the county line in 3 days. All he could do now was rest and wait for nightfall. When the light began to fade, Willie loaded his gear onto Bessie and then led her back to the road. He and the old horse stood motionless by the roadside until blackness covered the valley. Once he was positive that no other riders were on the road, he jumped on Bessie and then headed toward the county line. Willie had cut the wagon reins to a shorter length for bareback riding. He used the remaining strips to fashion a backpack from his blanket. He cradled the shotgun in his lap as he rode, the hunting knife fastened to his belt with the case tied tightly to his thigh. He would not go back to Wilsonville without a fight. He had killed 2 already. If what the preacher said on Sunday was true, he was going straight to hell. Would it really matter how many more he killed? Folks had just best leave him be. The pain in his heart was quickly turning into hatred. Losing both parents just did not seem fair. His father had worked so hard, and all it got him was an early death. His mother had tried to save Willie, and her bravery had cost her life as well. The madder he got, the harder he rode. The West was calling. That faraway land was where he belonged, running wild and free. Not caring for anyone, and not wanting anyone caring for him. From this day forward, he would not shed another tear. His childhood was now over. At not quite 13 years old, life was forcing Willie to become a man.